generally, but he took a special fancy to this little girl and spent a great deal of time with her. And after a day in the plantation, I came home and my mother-in-law met me at the door and told me that we had a very unusual thing to happen today. It frightened me. I asked her what it was. She said the baby was out in the yard with a dog and a tramp came in and started towards the baby, and the dog jumped on the tramp protecting the child. And she was very fond of the dog after that and took a great deal of interest in him.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any other recollections like that would give people an idea of how life was? For example, how did you tell the tenants? Would you give me an idea of how many acres you had, how many tenants, and how many mules, and how you would deal with the? In other words, what the ordinary, just ordinary living on a plantation was like. Any of those recollections?
Well,
I appreciate.
We generally started work at daylight. We'd stop at 12 o'clock and we chopped cotton, we chopped corn, we planted cotton, we planted oats, we planted barley and wheat and...
Could you give me an idea how you used to thrash the oats and wheat?
Well, we had thrashing machines. G.I. Case and John Deere put thrashing machines in this country that were very efficient. And we'd gather the wheat and the oats and thrash it. We'd cut it with a binder and shock it in the field and it dried out. And after it had dried out to a certain extent, we would take it to the thrasher and thrash it. And
what did you do with the grain? Where did you store it?
Well, it was sacked into croaker sacks.
I see.
It was generally put into croaker sacks.
Where did you store it?
Oh, we had generally stored grain bins.
I see.
Grain bins.
You ever call that a granary or granary?
Imagine so on a big scale, but we didn't call it. We just called it a barn or a grain house.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Those, some of those buildings that I have down there, I've filled them full of oats before. I built a special house for oats and with a tight floor and put corn and oats and wheat both in it.
I see. You say you worked from daybreak to noon.
Till noon, and then from 1 o'clock till darkness.
I see.
And we always rung a bell to wake the tenants up early in the morning. I'm sorry, I didn't show you the bell yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That was about 4 o'clock, right?
Well, yes, I expected about 4 o'clock when they rung that bell.
Mm-hmm. What would they eat at noon? What would they eat, or how would they eat?
Well, I can't answer that question. They had vegetables, and they had different kind of meats, and cornbread, biscuit, and they didn't have much fancy stuff.
Would you tell me something about Sunday? What was Sunday like?
Well, Sunday was a day of rest. It was